Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Vera Brooks, and on the 17th, maybe the 15th or the 16th, I was doing one of these survey things. So when I was reading the terms and conditions and stuff like that, okay, I did not want to do that, but I guess because my hand wavered over the thing, it went on. You know what I'm trying to say? With a purchase. So I immediately called back, and it was like $59.87 from my Visa debit card. And I think her name was Brittany. And so she said, well, don't worry about it. I'll take right care of it and everything. But she did not. It did post. And that's been on the 17th, and I've just been waiting for it to reverse or whatever. But it has not. I would like for you to check into that for me.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
75501.
And the name on the account?
Vera Brooks. VERABROOKS.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify your address?
3004 West 15th Street, Texarkana, Texas, 75501.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had canceled out the Bite Sub Meal Plan app with a previous representative on the 16th of February so that there wouldn't be any future charges. Now, I do show where it did state in the terms and conditions on the site that that initial charge for the pricing of $56.95, that that was non-refundable and that we wouldn't be of 5689 was non-refundable and that we wouldn't be able to do anything off that charge, ma'am.
Well, why did she say she would take care of that? I called immediately after my hand went. I did
Ma'am,
not
I'm
push the
showing
button.
that she would stated that she wasn't able to do anything off that charge, but that the account was closed, ma'am.
Well, but she didn't tell me that. That's why I called immediately.
It did state in the terms and conditions on the site that that initial charge was
But
non-refundable, ma'am.
I did not agree to the terms and things. That's what I'm trying to tell you all. I did not.
Ma'am, that's the only way the order could have processed through was by checking that box on the order form saying that you had read and agreed to those terms and conditions and privacy policy and by clicking on the continue proceed to checkout button for that order to process through, ma'am.
All I'm saying is that you know how on the phone you don't have to push a button, your hand, your finger be close to it, and it went on, and that's why I
No, ma'am,
called her.
that's not possible with the site because it's set up with that
It's
box
still true
and
because that's what happened. I would not call you back, call her immediately if that did not happen for real.
it doesn't auto place orders on the site, ma'am. You have to complete that order and then physically process to complete that order to get it to check out, ma'am.
I need to talk to someone else then. I need to talk to your supervisor.
My supervisor isn't able to do anything off that charge either, ma'am, because it states in those terms and conditions that that initial charge is non-refundable, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah, do put my money back in my account, please.
We're not able to because we're still bound by those terms and conditions you had agreed to when you had initially placed that order, where it did say that that charge is non-refundable, ma'am.
Okay, since if that's not refundable, what do I get for $59?
You would still have access to that meal plan app where you'll be able to utilize and access it for that month, ma'am.
App. I was not at your meal plan app. It was one of these survey things, and you pick a gift or whatever, and pick something, and you pay the thing $4.95. Okay, and I was looking at the Dyson vacuum cleaner. I was nowhere near that app. Okay, that's what I am saying. You know these surveys that come on congratulations, whatever, you can pick from these worth up to $90 or whatever, and the only thing you have to pay is the shipping and handling, and you can, and so many available, one left of this, three left of that, and you just scroll down and see what it is, okay? So I did not go to the app. All I'm saying, when I was getting out of the thing, because I did not want to do it, okay, it went on and my finger had not touched anything. I would not sit here and just make up this and just tell you a story and call back like that, because I am serious. When I put in my information with my debit card, it was just to pay for the shipping and handling. And then, and I know like this, as long as you don't push no button, nothing should happen, okay? And I did not push a button. But when I saw that page turn, I let me hang up and call this person. I took a screenshot of where I was. I said, let me call them. And that's what I did. And that's when I got a hold of whoever I said, whoever I did, whoever I talked to, whatever her name was. But and then she said, okay, I'll take care of it. And that's why I immediately called, because I did not want that to post. But when I saw it post, I said, okay, she said she's going to take care of it. And I've just been waiting for that to happen. Because I told her exactly what happened.
And that's why the previous representative had canceled out the account so that there wouldn't be any future charges. But because it said it in the terms and conditions that charge is non-refundable, that's why that charge hadn't had a credit issue, because we aren't able to do anything off of it, ma'am.